Yo. Dang it. Yo. Yo. Little Cheddar in the house. We're going to be doing a rappers draft today. Best rappers of all time. That's what we're doing. Presley, do you have a thought?
No.
All right. Y'all want to just start the draft then? Yeah. Okay, let's just do it.
Side note. I think it's very funny that a white guy with a turtleneck is about to have a draft about best rappers of all time.
Look at that little turtle. He's a turtle.
It's just a zip up that you've zipped all the way up.
Yes, but no, Zach, you guys know how the drafts work. Zach has the first pick. So yeah.
Are we doing snake order again?
Oh, yeah, we're always going to do snake order. It's way too unfair if we don't.
He didn't know how the drafts normally work.
Oh, okay. So how they work is that we say something, then we draft it. Then the next person, the person who goes next, that person who follows the person who goes first. You see, then they can't pick that same one that the first person picked. Okay.
Zach has the first pick.
All right. I guarantee you Layton's going to pick who I'm not about to pick, but I don't care.
Oh.
I do not care. My number one overall pick for this draft is going to be Kendrick Lamar.
Ah.
Oh, that's okay. For a first pick, you know what? I understand. I'm accidentally putting him as your third round pick. Whoops. That's not right.
That's not right. But
Zach,
I don't know. What?
Can I tell you something?
I will say, but
you can. Yeah.
Before you pick, though, unless were you just going to ask him a question?
I was going to lead into my pick.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, why Kendrick Lamar, number one overall?
I feel like Kendrick Lamar is the second best rapper of all time.
Which is why you drafted him first?
Yeah. I just really...
Wait. What?
I just
that's
really,
so funny.
I really wanted Layton to have who he's going to pick.
Okay, well, that is
I mean,
that's very nice of you.
That's very nice, but also just...
That's precious.
All right, so with the first overall pick, I'm going to pick who I think is the second best.
Of all time, yes.
It is. You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
At least you're self-aware.
So because you had the first pick and I knew that, I was thinking of who I liked second. Or who I think y'all would pick as second, which was going to be Kendrick Lamar. So I was going to pick that as my second pick if he didn't take it. Mm. Obviously, now I'm going to go with I'm going with Eminem, obviously.
Obviously.
Eminem makes a lot of sense. Do you still want to go into why you're picking him? Or?
Well, I am white. No. He's someone who I actually listen to. There's not a lot of rappers that I actually like, but I actually like Eminem. Not just because he's white, but because I think he's actually good. So, yeah.
I think he's white.
From here,
I know he's white.
Because I know he's white.
But,
I think he's white. Could be Caucasian.
He could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he's good.
This is the thing, is that I feel like those two were pretty obvious overall one and two picks. From here on out, I'm like, do I go with someone who's really popular now? Do I go with someone who I think that we enjoy the best? Do I go with someone who I think has had the biggest impact overall? I don't know. Where do I go from here?
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Presley is panicking. And he's going to go like Machine Gun Kelly.
Blue Ninja Turtle.
Blue Ninja Turtle.
It's going to be the worst.
I have
one.
A lot of pressure on this. I don't know if you're going to make fun of me for no matter what I pick.
I feel like I have a lot of pressure too here because I'm like, there are two people that I can. I don't really listen to rap that much anymore. There are two people I can think of. One, super popular now. Granted, he gets a lot of crap and some people may not even want to call him a rapper. The other person I'm thinking of is definitely a rapper. He's done so much for the rap industry, but I don't know how much people will respect it. Just because of the history, though, I'm going to go Dr. Dre.
Oh, wow. That's a fantastic
That is respectable.
I mean, he's the person who discovered Eminem. Yeah. He's also kind of the person who discovered Snoop Dogg in a way. He started... also, I guess another rapper where I shouldn't have said the name out loud, but whatever.
I'm scared.
He did N.W.A. He's such a big presence, really, in the music industry. Zach knows about it. I didn't know who to pick. There wasn't a right third answer.
That's fair. Okay.
That's actually a great pick. That's probably who I would put up there because it just it flows nice to have him right after Eminem. But anyway.
Yeah. All right, Presley, you get back-to-back picks.
I wasn't ready for this. All right. Hear me out.
Okay. I'm hearing you out.
Logic.
Oh.
Oh, in the first round. Okay.
Okay.
I scooted away from Zach because I know he was going to take that at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So, Zach.
A lot of pressure on me to pick a good
Zach,
one.
How do you feel about Presley taking Logic?
I'm sorry.
Pissed off.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, because I will say Logic is someone very good. I'm surprised to see him in the first round, but he is, I mean, he's probably one of our favorite rappers. Yeah, he's definitely your favorite.
Once you kind of get into rap, it's like, who do you like versus who's, you know, whatever. That's one I think universally we probably are going to like more than most of these picks. But like what you're saying, maybe he isn't necessarily a top five rapper of all time, but to this crowd, he's probably in our personal top five.
That is fair.
Which is why I'm fishing
fair.
For votes. I'm tired of losing these.
Well, you got off to a good start with me, buddy.
Thank you.
You did. No, you did get off to a good start.
Good pick.
All right. Is it my turn again?
Yes, your turn again.
I'm so scared. Post Malone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Not so much recently. But come on.
Okay. 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 I can respect that. Maybe not a second rounder for me, but that's okay. I like that.
I like Post Malone, but he's not the first name I think of.
I was going to say Post Malone. I think Post Malone, this is going to get me some heat. I think that he's arguably the best musician that's been listed so far. But in terms of just rapper, I wouldn't put him up there. But in terms of just how much I like his music, like I probably like his music the most out of all the names so far. But okay.
Yeah.
Overall. This one, I don't know how you guys are going to feel about, because he's kind of more hip-hop, though he is a rapper. He is easily one of the biggest names ever. But he also has a lot of controversy around like how good his rapping actually is. But he's such a big name, I feel like I can't let him go by anymore. I'm drafting Drake.
Okay.
That's respectable.
Okay. With Drake, I'm like, I didn't know where to put him because he is easily one of the most popular rappers or hip hop artists, really, since in the 21st century. He's a huge name. I didn't know where to put him though.
I think he is the most popular right now.
He probably is. I'm like, in terms of just how good he is at rapping, I'm like, I honestly don't think he's the best. But just in terms of how popular he is and how much he's influenced the rap industry or just the music industry, I'm like, he's such a big name.
He's like the Taylor Swift of rap.
He really is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. That may be a great pick. It may be a horrible pick.
That's a good way
Take
to
it
put
as
it.
You will.
He is. Yeah,
he kind of is the Taylor
rap.
Swift of rap. Yeah.
And for Drake, it's like he's got more hits than the Beatles. Pun intended, because that's a lyric he has. Nice. I got more hits than the Beatles, dog. But anyways, he literally says that.
I believe it, 100%.
You sound just like him, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. I kind of agree. He lyrically, it's not always on point. But one thing I can always appreciate about Drake is that a lot of artists, when they get to that peak, you know, they'll end up moving backwards. Like, they'll try to, like, or they'll try to get their number ones again by making a lot of their old stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that Logic quote, your new stuff ain't as good as your old stuff until your new stuff
is your old stuff. Yeah, that's a good lyric.
That's actually a great point.
And Drake never did that. He always pushed forward and tried to be better as like an individual artist. So, yeah, I like the pick.
Okay, and I figured since it wasn't a first round pick, I was like, we're doing six rounds, but I don't know. He was such a big name, I thought I wanted to get him before it was like the fifth round where it'll definitely be gone. All right. Anyway, Latewan Tavius, it is your turn.
Okay. This is where it gets into the category where I don't listen to him that much. But if you look at pretty much every single top five list, his name is on there. He is one of the biggest of all time.
Dang it. You're going to take him, are you?
Jay-Z.
Yep.
Dang it.
Yes. That's who I was going to pick next.
I think to get him this late is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jay-Z. I'll say so far, Layton is looking. It's only two picks, but so far, Layton's list is. Yeah. I'll say it may not be who I personally like the best. That would actually probably be Presley's. But in terms of just rappers, you, mm-hmm. you got a pretty good list going on.
Thanks, man.
But no, Zach gets back-to-back picks with Kendrick Lamar. But dang, Jay-Z, that was who I was planning on picking next. I'm not sure who to go after this.
All right, Zach.
I think I have a pick. It might be too early to pick him, but I think I have a pick if he lands to me.
For the last pick of the second round, I am going to go with J. Cole.
That was going to be my next pick. Yeah. I hate you. My next picks are gone. J. Cole. Yeah, that's an excellent pick. You have two modern day rappers, but Lamar and Cole, they're easily some of the best.
I've got a couple sleepers I think I'm going to hold for right now. So that being said, my next pick, I know y'all don't like him, and I know that for a fact, but you cannot dispute that he is not in like a top 10, and that is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne he deserves to be drafted. I'm not I'll say I'm not a fan of him personally, but he does deserve to be on here. He does.
I can't even do it. He's like a baby.
All right, Layton, your turn. I need to. Right. I'm so upset. Jay-Z and J. Cole got picked. Those were my next picks.
Am I about to get two picks again?
Yes.
I hate this.
Okay. You're at the end.
Okay.
Wait. I'm first. He doesn't get two picks.
It goes down. I pick, and then it goes back up.
Look, I know, but if you look at it, Presley's at the end. He's going to pick.
Yeah. Then you get two. Then it goes over that. Yeah.
So for this pick, this is someone who I think is awesome. I listen to him.
I know you're going to pick.
Do you?
I do.
Then go. Do you want to say it?
Can I say it?
No.
Actually, I'm not going to say it.
No. Oh.
Can I whisper it to you? Can I whisper it?
No.
Yeah.
Or you could just say it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
But that's a good pick. I'm thinking about drafting him later. Not because you said that, but actually. Okay. I'm going with Snoop Dogg.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
He's definitely a D-O-double-G.
A top 10 person, I think. And I'll.
Okay.
Snoop D-O-double-G, who actually quit smoking weed recently. Can we
pause? Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
He didn't.
No.
Oh, he didn't? Was that fake news?
So this is, I can't believe y'all didn't see this. He posted a video on his Instagram and he's like, guys, I'm giving up the smoke. Okay. It gets on my clothes. It's always making me cough. He said, I'm getting older now. I just can't deal with it anymore. He was doing an ad for a smokeless fire pit. It was all a publicity.
Oh, it was that. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I
did see that. I don't know why I didn't make that connection.
That was really funny.
I didn't listen to it. I just saw like a smokeless fire pit ad, but I didn't like listen to it. And
yeah, that was all it was. It was a huge publicity stunt and it set the world on fire. And of course I posted about it being all serious. And then 2 days later.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that he wasn't serious about that, but I also was like,
there's no way. Imagine.
It seems so genuine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure who to pick from here. Again, I feel like my third overall pick, there's not really a good pick here, because I feel like, I don't know, I'm either swinging for the fences or I'm just picking someone who doesn't deserve to be here yet.
Just do what you feel right about.
I mean, I have some big names for the industries. I feel like I need to get some, but you guys aren't going to respect that, I don't think. Now, I'm just going to get someone who's considered one of the best of all time, because I feel like the people I have are big names, but they're big names for more like industry stuff opposed to just being known as like one of the best rappers. I'm going to pick Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great
pick. Yeah, Tupac, admittedly not someone that I ever listened to. Not someone that means a lot to me personally, but I know that especially before Eminem started getting as big as he did, he was kind of universally known as just the best rapper, period.
That's a great pick.
So.
What is his name? No, it was going to be a joke. It'll come to me later.
Okay, but you have back-to-back picks.
I'm scared.
You have Logic and Post Malone.
Don't hate me.
Well, that's yet to be decided, my friend.
Okay. So, my first one. I don't know if this counts or not. Well, you know what? We'll put it up for debate. Juice WRLD.
Actually?
Yeah. You know, I'm so proud of you. I'll count that.
Thanks. There's a lot of pressure.
Wait a minute, is it WRLD?
WRLD.
Yeah.
Okay.
World.
So, the funny thing, I'm going to let you explain yourself, actually, because I want to hear why you picked Juice WRLD.
Because I actually listened to him.
Oh, okay. Okay,
fair. No, that's about it. I actually do like his music, and obviously it's, you know, anybody who dies, their stuff automatically gets better, so.
That's kind of true. Look at, well, that actually really is true. I was going to say look at, but then I decide not to say the name in case he gets drafted. Ah. But
I think Juice WRLD is the
good one.
Second best freestyler ever, okay. Next to Eminem. Because, like, if you listen to his freestyles, they are otherworldly, and they're actual freestyles, like not just pre-written stuff mixed with like some ideas or whatever.
But you're right.
If you hear Benny Blanco talk about Juice WRLD, it's insane.
Yeah, there really is like two different categories. There's like one who's more like freestyle, like what you're talking about, and then there's other where it's more produced and pre-written, and I feel like that doesn't take as much like talent. But yeah. It's kind of like who you know and how big that you've gotten. Which, to be honest, nothing wrong with Drake. I think it's a good pick. But I kind of think of Drake in that category, yeah. To where he's more like produced and more big name.
Oh,
artist.
No, that's
he's more
what,
pop now, for
yeah,
sure.
That's yeah, that's why I wasn't sure where to draft him.
It's not a bad pick.
Yeah, because he's one of the biggest names on this list, period. But he's also, yeah. I don't know.
Taylor Swift of hip-hop.
He truly is. Yeah. All right, yeah. Presley, anyway. You have another pick. You got Juice WRLD, who, you know what, I respect for the third round. No, even for the third round, you know what, I respect it.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, so who's your next one?
So a lot of the ones I'm doing are newer. I'm going to do an older one just because everyone else has one. I'm going to do 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent, you're in the club.
I hear that all the time.
Well, everyone. When you're in the club.
When you're at the club.
When I'm in the club. Yeah.
Okay, so for this one, I feel like I need to get some favor with some newer guys. I need to get some favor among this group. Because there is a really big name I'm thinking of that I could draft here, but I'm not going to do it yet. But I'm going to pick someone that at least I listened to for a short period of time. I know it's one of Zach's favorites. I have to go with Childish Gambino.
Oh my God.
I like that one. I forgot about him.
Childish Gambino. I felt like I couldn't draft him in the first three rounds because I'm like, I don't know if I could. But Childish Gambino, I'm like, I have to pick him if he gets this far. I have to get Childish Gambino.
Dang. Okay.
I was actually going to pick him.
You were? Okay.
Now I'm scrambling.
Yeah, because there was someone else that I'm like, I could pick this person, but I'm like, wait, Childish is still available. I need to get Childish Gambino. I feel like that's arguably my best pick so far, and that's in the fourth round.
So is this the fourth or the fifth round?
The fourth round. I know it says five. The first one is just when you're using Google Sheets or Excel. The first one is just for titles.
The first cell, I think, is what they call it.
Correct. Great. The first row. Great. But yeah.
Row. Tomato, tomato. Hurry up, Lee.
Can't keep stalling.
All right. I don't know who to pick. This is actually extremely difficult now.
Leighton's like, did Joseph Stalin ever do a rap?
What in the world?
No, have you ever seen like the epic rap battles of history or whatever they are?
Yeah.
They legitimately are things like Joseph Stalin versus Darth Vader and different things like that. They're ridiculous. But they're called some like epic rap battles of history or whatever else. And it'll be like Abraham Lincoln versus, I don't know, but some other random person, like versus Charles Darwin or whatever else. It's completely ridiculous.
Hey.
All right.
Who you picking, Lee?
Today.
Tuan, dude. Tavius.
I'm going to go with Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Interesting.
I mean, he was a member of NWA, so I mean, he's a classic.
Yeah. But you I don't love that.
You don't love that pick?
I don't love it. I don't know what to do right now.
It is a fourth round pick. It's not like that was your second overall pick or anything.
That is true. Makes me
I will say better. you got some classics, some more oldies on your list. You're making the people who grew up in the 90s very happy right now.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh. Yeah, grew 1999. Up in
6 months of the 90s, baby.
Yeah, Presley's a 90s kid. Oh, yeah. All right, Zach, you have back-to-back picks. You currently have Kendrick, J. Cole, and Lil Wayne.
See, this right here is tough. There's a lot of different directions. See, there's a lot of artists on here who are very influential, and then there's a lot of artists that I really like.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough. I'm really gonna have to like just pull one out.
I know it gets really difficult towards the end here.
Yeah, because it's like it's not like we're running out of rappers. It's just like there's just so many.
Oh yeah, there's lots
different kinds of rappers. And...
Hmm.
All right, for my fourth, the last fourth round pick, I'm gonna go with Missy Elliott.
Okay. See, look, I was thinking there is a female rapper that I really want to draft, not Missy Elliott, but I don't think you guys are going to know who she is.
I know who she is.
Well, you know. Yeah, but I'm like, they're not going to give any credit to it, even though I think if you guys knew who she was, I would have already drafted her by now easily. I think she's really good.
She's
but...
fantastic.
We'll explain to you
as
after.
As long as we're thinking of the same person. But
yeah, that'd be really, we're thinking of completely different people.
And then...
I haven't heard of so many of these I'm looking through.
I've got two in mind. I'm going to go with Redman.
Oh, interesting.
I know they don't know who that is, but for my own sanity, I have to pick an oldie.
Okay, you're going Redman. Surprise, yeah, because there's actually quite a few. They're a bit older, but there are quite a few names that I'm still thinking of that could work here.
Tons. And just for none of them know it, and I know you're not going to pick it, I wanted to pick MF Doom so bad, but I couldn't justify it.
I'll say admittedly, at least for me, and I know the draft isn't over yet, so it's not smart to say this. For me, I feel like it's wise not to draft him, at least for me personally. So, but Redman, I give respect to that. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, now, Leichuan, you have another pick.
Oh, wow.
And Presley, you have back-to-back picks. When do we get to you?
Because his name starts with an L, and my name starts with an L, I'm going to go with Ludacris.
Luda.
Luda.
Is it K-R-I-S or C-R-I-S?
C.
With a C.
It is C. Okay. Ludacris. I don't remember. Okay.
I got one more.
Yeah, it's not right now, but you do. Okay.
Praise God, baby.
There are quite a few names.
It gets a lot harder as this goes.
I was going to say, I don't... Ooh. And there are some really big names that have not gotten picked yet. But I don't know
how everyone feels about one big one that I can think of right now.
Oh my gosh.
I can think of multiple really big ones. I'm trying to think of who would be good... For this crowd and in general.
Some of these names are just funny. Like Big Daddy Kane. That's just funny.
Yeah, it's my I just passed it, yeah.
That was a very influential rapper for sure. Didn't him and Eminem have beef? Or was that Puff Daddy?
Puff Daddy. Maybe him also, but...
He's got beef with a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this.
Either with him or against him.
I think you guys have heard of him. He's definitely more of a fast rapper, one of the more original ones. He's more so fun to me than he is the best of all time, but he's very fun. I'm going to go with Busta Rhymes.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Busta Rhymes is? Okay, in between, we got to play some Busta Rhymes for him. In between,
like I'm running and I'm feeling like I got to get away, but I know that I don't and I won't ever stop because you know I got to play every day.
Yeah. Also, I'm an idiot. I just put Busta Rhymers. Busta Rhymers. Yeah, but I did Busta Rhymes. Oh, there are still quite a few rappers I can think of that that I could put in my last one.
Is it your go or my go?
You have back-to-back picks now.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready? I just thought of a good one.
Okay.
Young Gravy.
Okay.
I'm doing it because I like that one.
What do you say?
Young Gravy.
I'm doing it.
It's not...
I like it.
It's not.
And this is where Presley throws.
Exactly.
Dang, Gravy, you so bitch.
I like him.
This is another person. I don't know how to spell his name. Did I do it right?
We have to see how biased we are. Like, how many white rappers do we have on this list?
Hey, I have zero. Thank you very much.
I think I have one.
Well, Drake is kind of, he's not actually white.
I only have Eminem.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Okay, there's
that. That's enough of a minority.
Watch it, black.
All right, but Presley, you have one more. I just have to say...
I'm between two.
Okay, well, you need to pick one of them.
I'm picking both. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say your list, but I'll wait until the end.
I got to pick one.
You do, factually.
Can you run through my list?
Your list right now is Logic, Post Malone, Juice WRLD, 50 Cent, and Young Gravy.
That is quite the list.
Wow.
I mean, for a last round pick, Young Gravy's not that bad. Come on.
I mean, it wasn't the last round.
That was a fourth round.
I get two. These could have been interchangeable.
Okay. Yes. Very true. Very true.
I'm going to say Tech N9ne.
That's one of the people I was thinking of. I think that's for a last round pick, I actually think that's not bad at all.
Thank you. Well,
I'm gonna make always better.
Like I said, I have no idea how to actually rank these. Like, I know who I want to pick, but
yes, Tech N9ne was someone I was actually considering. So now that that's gone away, I got okay.
Oh, Tech N9ne would have been a great pick, but he's very niche.
He is niche. That's why I feel like he's perfect for a last round pick.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. There are some really big names that have still not been picked, but we okay. Just because it's the third to last pick, and we all know his music, I'll go with Kanye West. But
okay, yep.
I feel like because it's, you know, very controversial person on and off the mic, but there's no doubt that he's one of the biggest names to ever rap, period. He is very, very influential. And at least I like some of his music. Not all of it, but some of it. Even though now he is kind of a crazy, no longer Nazi, because Jonah Hill changed his mind.
Oh.
But.
Yeah. He hated the Jews, but then he saw some random movie.
With Jonah Hill.
With Jonah Hill, and he's like, whoa, maybe I don't hate this large group of people anymore.
Golly. I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, remember the time that Jonah Hill delivered the Jews from Kanye?
That's phenomenal.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. There are so many other people I could have picked. Whatever. Okay, Leighton.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it?
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. We talked about it before the episode.
Okay.
The last round, I'm going to pick Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
I would have respected you more if you said Will Smith.
God.
Oh, I should have done Will Smith.
Nicki Minaj. Okay. Nicki Minaj. Popular, to be fair. Popular. Maybe not amongst this crowd, but popular.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. This is where we learned that Presley's sexist.
I'm not sexist. I'm just a little ist.
That's a great defense. Okay, Zach, you have the last pick of the draft.
I already have all five.
We're doing six rounds.
We are?
Yes, because normally when we have I'm gonna do the U hand. When we have Shmev, that means that we have 25 picks, because 5 times 5 is 25. Oops. When there's four of us, we do six rounds because 6 times 4 is 24. So it's actually still one less pick with a sixth round.
Yes, big maths. Well,
and if there were three of us, we just wouldn't do it.
Okay, BL. There are, again, lots of really big names still have not been picked.
Holy heck. This is my last pick, though, right?
It's the very last pick of the draft, period.
Period.
Yeah. So you can talk out loud if you want to, because, I mean, we can't take it.
Really? Okay, so here's what I got left. I can't believe that no one picked Biggie. I'm actually kind of shocked.
Yeah, no, I thought about picking him over Kanye West, but then I'm like, they're both big names, and I feel like we might like Kanye more.
But then, like, I also think, like, if we're going down the road of Biggie, there's also Grandmaster Flash, there's Afrika Bambaataa, there's, like the OGs and stuff.
Presley was like, who?
These are like the pioneers of hip hop.
There's Wiki Wacky Wongo.
Waka Flocka Flame.
There's 30,000 Cents.
There's Andre 3000.
Andre 3000, yeah.
There's your boys.
I've also, you know what?
Sock.
I'm just going to go with my gut. This is one of my personal favorite rappers.
Okay.
I'm going with T-Pain.
T-Pain, okay. You Hood Boys love your T-Pain.
Oh, we love T-Pain.
I was gonna say, yeah. Also, no Nas picked. There was quite a few other rappers. I'm trying to see if I can remember, but there were a lot of big names that
Anybody
were not picked
say
at all.
Wiz Khalifa?
No. Oh. Which is good because
he's no future either. Yeah, Future's another big one, but now I'll say the one I wish that you guys have heard of that I really wanted to draft was Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn
dude.
Hill is phenomenal. But she none of that.
And she's a rapper.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
It's a woman?
She's actually really, really good. Same as Missy Elliott. They're both kind of like the pioneers of women in hip hop.
How about that?
I'll check her out.
Oh, yeah, but
her music.
Oh my gosh.
All right, shall we cut back in for
Yes, just that real quick, I'll say the list real quick. So Zach's list, in order of who he drafted, is Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Lil Wayne, Missy Elliott, Redman, and T-Pain. Layton picked Eminem, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Ludacris, and Nicki Minaj. I picked Dr. Dre, Drake, Tupac, Childish Gambino, Busta Rhymes, and Kanye. Presley picked Logic, Post Malone, Juice WRLD, 50 Cent, Young Gravy, and Tech N9ne. I just have to say, what I love about your list is that three of those guys arguably aren't rappers.
Yeah.
Which makes it hilarious. But okay, we will cut back sometime in the future. Oh, hi. Yeah, we're back. You know, we weren't doing anything. Definitely not. You know, nothing happened. Don't worry. We weren't doing anything. Anyway, good toss. So rappers. Yeah, we were doing that.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Yes. Is there anyone before I get into the results to where you were like, I really liked that pick or that pick was ridiculous?
Nicki Minaj.
Eminem.
You don't think Nicki Minaj is a
objective
top 24.
Yeah. He put
In
me
fact,
last.
This would be 23rd.
Did you put me last?
I think.
He put me last. He put me last. Oh my gosh. He put me last because of Nicki Minaj.
I think if Biggie.
Did he put me last?
We will get to this later.
I think if Biggie and Nas and all these other fantastic rappers haven't been picked, and you put Nicki Minaj on the list, like, no.
Young Gravy?
Well,
it's not a rapper.
Listen, Presley's got his
okay.
He put me last.
I'm
anyway,
barely rappers.
He put me last. That's
okay. Anyway, we will now get to the score. These are all super close, because one person has 5, 2 people have 6, one person has 7. So this is very very close. The person who came in last place with 5 points. So it's, again, it's all very close. Is Presley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time.
I will say, if it's just artists who I like their music, you honestly might be number one.
Yeah. Yep.
But the thing is that Young Gravy, totally Juice WRLD, and Post Malone, you could make a solid argument that they're not rappers. Post Malone, I feel like, is definitely
Juice WRLD
a rapper.
Juice
WRLD.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, he's gotta be.
Yeah. I feel. But my point is, I feel you I can make an point. Argument that he's more hip-hop than he is just rap, is my point.
I get your... You know what?
Hip-hop. Fair enough. Rap. But
well, they're not exactly the same. Like, for example, I would say, like, Rihanna has made, like, a lot of hip-hop songs. Rihanna is not a rapper, because she kind of goes between pop and hip-hop. I would not dare put Rihanna on this list.
Okay. She's in pop hip.
All right, that's
fair. I popped my hip. That's okay, fair. Anyway.
That's Dolly. Sorry, call back. Anyway.
Yeah, call. Okay. Anyway, so Presley came in 5th, and I'm just going to give one of the two scores that has a 6. That way we can be more dramatic. One of the two people who got 6 points is Layton, and it is because Zach put you last.
Yeah, I know.
Was it specifically because of Nicki Minaj?
Zach has the dumbest reasons ever.
So I just want to say, pretend that he replaced Nicki Minaj with either like Biggie or Nas or basically anyone else.
It could have been almost anyone else. Almost anyone else, and he would have been first. But I cannot stand Nicki Minaj. This is very much a Ringo Starr situation, and I'm sorry.
So, Layton, you...
It's an ACD drummer thing.
Layton,
it's
there's a decent chance that you might have won if you just didn't pick Nicki Minaj.
I know.
Yeah.
You have to consider your audience.
Yeah, okay. You do. You really should have
considered that. So then, it comes down to me and Zach. One of us tied Layton with 6 points. The other person got 7. believe just that. Real quick, who do you guys think the winner is?
I don't know.
I think I won, but I don't know. I think it could have very easily been one of us.
All right. Well, it
Evan won.
Yeah, right. It could go either
Who
way.
Was it? It was me.
Yeah.
Was it really? It actually was. Yeah. Which I was surprised about, because I thought my list would definitely not make it, but I won the best rappers with Dr. Dre, Drake, mm-hmm. Tupac, Childish Gambino, Busta Rhymes, and Kanye West.
I can't believe.
Layton, what I will say is that what's funny... Well, what's funny is that you would have won because Zach did Presley number one, then he did me number two, which I don't. I'll say
he had Logic and Childish Gambino. How could I? Not
I had Childish
him?
Gambino.
He had Logic. How could I not pick him?
But no. One person will make his entire determination.
Oh, are you okay? Did I have to conform to society?
Yeah.
Did I have to conform to society?
No, I can't stand Nicki Minaj. I'm sorry. You could have picked almost anyone else.
What's really funny about that is that you would have won because I had 7 points. Wow. You had 6. Zach put Presley, Evan, Layton. If he would have done even Presley, Layton, Evan, I would have gotten -1. You would have gotten +1. Then you would have had 7 and I would have had 6. So it was literally because you picked Nicki Minaj that you lost the draft.
That's crazy. That is so crazy.
Yeah, everyone on your list was like, I was totally on board with, like, yep, iconic, best rapper. And then you got Nicki Minaj. And I just, it was the principle. I think we all know who I'm talking about.
That is that was interesting. So
it's a last round pick.
Layton, thank you for picking Nicki Minaj because you handed me a victory.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was
I just didn't think I'd be third. And I didn't think anyone would.
Well,
just
I mean,
put
you
me
were tied
last.
For second. I just put one. The only reason why I said your name is just because we kind of figured out that Zach put you last. Yeah. And it's hard to like only Layton put me first. Zach and Presley didn't put me first. Just because they put me in the middle, I just kind of skated by.
Wow.
But anyway, no, that was fun.
Good draft.
That was fun.
It was a good draft.
It was. So who is your favorite rap?
If anyone still listens to this, let us know what you would draft next.
We were going to catch so much flack from all the heads, from all like the newer generation.
We're not
going to
make anybody happy.
Not at all.
Hey, my first overall pick was Dr. Dre. You better be happy.
Fair.
Call him Doctor.
Yeah, I'm calling him.
You think
he
has his doctorates? Is that why he got the name Dr. Dre?
Maybe on the street.
He's got about as much doctoral credit as Dr. Pepper.
How do you?
But don't
be
hating on Dr. Pepper, though.
How do rappers get their name?
I think they pick it.
Out of the blue.
I don't know.
Don't
well, I know Eminem
like...
is Marshall Mathers, M&M.
Wow.
Yeah, that one is, yeah.
I honestly don't know many others besides that. I know, like, the Logic, he was told to pick a word in the dictionary that, like basically summed up him as a person. And initially he chose psychological, and then he summed it down to logic at some point along the way.
Oh, I guess because psychological is just kind of too long?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, well, if you were listening to syllables. Psychological, logic, yeah, logic sounds better.
Yeah, much better.
That makes sense. All right, well, Layton.
It's okay.
You still beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I'm surprised about is that Presley actually came pretty close to winning, despite the fact that
that's
he drafted Young Gravy.
There's nothing wrong with him. Again, I like Young Gravy. I just don't think that he was... Okay.
I'm getting better at these in the sense that he was not my first pick.
That is true. Your first pick basically got Zach to vote for you. I was gonna say I kind of suspected
said Power Ranger.
Wasn't that your first pick?
It was. Well, it was the first pick.
Let me tell you, it killed me putting you last, but I had to.
Well,
you didn't. I actually didn't.
I thought that you were going to put him last just because Presley had Logic and I had Childish Gambino, and I know that those are your two favorites. Yeah. So I thought because of that, I was like, there's no way that you're putting Layton above those two guys unless you just hate the rest of our
but
lists.
But I don't just look at one person. I look at the list as a whole. Like, if Zach would have picked Eminem, it wouldn't have meant like, oh, well, I have to go with... You know,
yeah,
him. I would be like, well, he picked, you know,
Will Smith.
Yeah, actually, I should have picked Will Smith last.
I told you, if anybody was going to go like out there and pick like a crazy person, I would respect it. I didn't mean necessarily Young Gravy, but I meant like someone who's not considered a musician, almost like a Will Smith. Because to me, that would have been... But Will Smith, I guess, is technically kind of considered one, but not really.
Well, a musician is different from an artist. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, musician implies that they play an instrument, I think. But
it implies they have talent.
Artists paint.
No. Would any of these, would most of these people be considered musicians then? I feel like they probably wouldn't be.
They're all musicians.
No, yeah, they wouldn't be musicians.
They're all musicians.
Yeah, because I was going to say some of them know how to play instruments, but I don't think many of them
do. If you're in music, you're a musician.
That's not what my logic is.
I'm pretty sure you have to play an instrument to be considered a musician.
So are
instrumentalists. Also, this is Presley's.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. So people
look this
who.
Up. I'm not sure.
So let, maybe I'm wrong. Let's say people. So let's say people who just sing. Are they not a musician?
Well, they would be called a singer.
A person who plays a musical instrument, especially as a profession.
Ask the internet if a singer counts as a musician.
Internet.
Ask the internet.
I mean.
Also, is the internet just considered like majority rule? Like, whatever a majority of people decide. Well, actually, you could probably say that about anything. Anything that we come to, it's just majority rule.
Yeah. Democracy.
I guess so. In a sense.
Sort of.
Democracy.
Whatever the most amount of people go with is just what people say is the thing.
It says all singers are musicians, so I guess you could say musician.
It's a rapper.
I guess, I don't know, it's just to me a musician.
Is your voice
is someone...
an instrument?
Yes.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
I just think of like musician as someone who does something in music.
Same.
Which would count as
an instrument.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
So then, but it would have to be performing, right? Like you couldn't be, like, does that make a DJ a musician?
It could be a studio artist.
Ooh.
Is DJ L a musician?
Oh, well, yeah, he plays violin.
Well, I mean, when he's DJing. He's a musician because he has more talents, but I
guess so.
He's professional in music.
It also said, as like a synonym, would be like someone musically talented, so I guess...
Yeah.
That would be musically talented.
Whoa.
Oh.
Who
it's
who
almost like your brothers.
Well, I got an idea for us for the next draft. You know what we should do?
What?
Comedians.
Oh. Didn't we do that?
No,
I don't think we
I was going to say we do. Whenever we do our next episodes, won't the second one be coming out around Christmas time? Are we going
to
have another Christmas themed something? It doesn't necessarily
mean
a draft.
I'm not
going to
be here for the next one. I'm going to be in Jersey.
Jersey?
No, that's right. You're going to be in Jersey. Actually, because of that, do you want to talk about it? Because this will come out right before you head out to Jersey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or during one of the two.
So
during actually,
I met somebody, and I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to go out and meet this person and see if they're cool, you know? You know, just make sure they're not crazy.
It's a good idea.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to see, are you cool?
You cool?
That's like, generally a good idea to meet the girl you date.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go out there and make sure she's not crazy and come back and give you all the details.
On the podcast. Yes.
On the podcast.
Also, if you're watching.
Which I think you do.
Presley way.
Oh yeah, she loves watching. It's actually kind of funny. She started. Okay, so here's the funny thing. She started using our like mannerisms, like
our vocabulary,
sayings, our vocabulary, and then also started referencing all of our inside jokes that I never told her about. She just one day walked up to me and or not walked up to me. Sorry, it just
Jefferson walked up to me from New Jersey
on FaceTime, and she popped up like from where she was about to fall asleep. She said, "Hey, tomorrow I want you to wake up. I want you to assert dominance. Don't break eye contact." I'm like, "How do you know that?" It's because she watched the episode. I fell out.
That is really funny. She made fun of us a lot on the podcast? I would assume she has to, right?
I would.
No? You're slacking.
You need to.
No, but Layton cracks her up, dude. The way you say things, and I think this goes for a lot of different people too. Like the way you say things will just crack me up and her too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And thanks, girl.
Well, but girl. You know what we should do? Because we didn't actually do this.
I was going to say her full name just because it's long, but I'm like, actually, don't dox her.
Yeah, let's maybe
yeah,
not
don't actually do that.
What city does... I'm just,
you know, I was going to say, you know what we should do for a Christmas thing? We never did... like the AI Christmas, like the ChatGPT Christmas themed. We could do something like that. That'd be fun. We haven't done that in a long time.
I kind of want to do been the like
a year
Dirty Santa thing.
No, not just Christmas, but I mean the ChatGPT thing in general.
Oh gosh,
those stories.
I don't know. Those were kind of yeah. I can take it or leave it.
Well, good thing you won't be here. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of want to do some gift stuff too, like we did last year. I think
that'd be fun. Give, and how we decorate. We'll have to figure out when is the
Zach some new underwear
podcast of next. Let me see. So we'll be recording.
What will I get Zach?
Yeah, no, the next podcast, the next podcasting session. Yeah, that would come out the 24th. It would come out Christmas Eve. So we should definitely do a Christmas something one the next times we record because it will be Christmas Eve. So perfect.
So yeah, Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. That's weird.
Yeah, Christmas Day is on a Monday.
Ugh. All right.
I gotta work both those.
Y'all have anything to tell our audience?
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Cheat on your taxes.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say wife.
No.
No, don't cheat on your wife. Just your don't cheat the people you care about. Just the government.
Oh, I've been seeing some comments lately on a few of our posts just across the social medias that are ridiculing us for our mics. Now, I understand that we have mics that aren't necessarily supposed to be held, you know, but unless you want to donate about $300 to $400 worth of mic stands to us, we're just going to continue to hold them.
Oh,
so
let me put this simply.
Yeah.
We're broke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for watching this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Who do you think's the best rapper of all time? Put it in the comments.
Apparently Layton thinks Nicki Minaj.
Maybe a Kit Kat?
No. She was my last round pick.
Kit Kat's a good shade of red.
I like Kit Kats.
You lost.
Drop your favorite candy bar. Thank you for watching. Bye. Stay awkward.